sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
1.8, they get it underneath their own hoop. Blue and Dusky to do it. Lobs it out top, long three, Jacobowski. Good, and we're tied going to the fourth quarter. Austin Jacobowski brings the Red Raider fans to their feet with a high arcing rainbow three.
Tonight, the Shelton Bulldogs travel north to battle the Arcadia Loop City Rebels. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Kennesaw will inbound underneath their own hoop. The pass up towards the top of the circle, tipped away, and Plehal won the race to the ball, takes it to the other end and scores. And we are tied at 29, a 9-0 run by Shelton to tie this game up.
Points could be a premium tonight as both squads' defenses have been the strength so far this season. It's the Bulldogs and Rebels coming up next, but first a New Tech Seat pregame show. We'll join Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Dula live from Arcadia right after this word from New Tech Seat.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Arcadia, Nebraska for high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, as the Shelton Bulldogs take on the Arcadia Loop City Rebels. Now, this is the first year that Arcadia and Loop City have been together as we bring you all the action tonight here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Now, again, they've played volleyball together for the last handful of years, and they'll play football together in the future, but all of the other sports are now together. So the Arcadia Huskies and Loop City Red Raiders are no longer. It's Arcadia Loop City Rebels. And let's take a look at the starting lineup for tonight's girls game, brought to you by our friends at Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. First off, for the Shelton Bulldogs, number 14 is a 5'3 sophomore, Tristan Stopcotti. Number 22 is a 5'6 sophomore, Nita Garcia. Number 34, 5'7 senior, Amber Harvey. Number 50, 5'7 junior, Amelia Hunt. And number 52, 5'10 senior, Jessica Coding. Head coach is Misty Potter, assisted by Erica Landell. Shelton still looking for that first win of the season, and they are without senior Abby Plehall, who sprained her ankle at the end of last week and is out of tonight's game. For Arcadia Loop City, double zero is a 5'6 senior, Alexa Gonk. Number 5, a 5'7 sophomore, Jessica Yurick. Number 12, 5'7 senior, Chelsea Spilinick. Number 24, 5'7 junior, Lindsay Trotter. And number 42, 5'7 junior, Mackenzie Moshka. The head coach is Josh Ashy, assisted by Trista Dexter and Robert Langen. Arcadia Loop City is 4-7 on the season. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better banking. Five Points Bank in Kearney. And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. And we'll tip it off after this.
Hey, son, we paid your first and last month's rent on your new apartment.
That is so awesome.
Uh-huh.
And we got you this.
A shelter renter's policy?
Helps cover your stuff if the place catches fire.
You know, or is broken into.
Helps cover your computer, TV.
Your fancy schmancy bicycle.
So they'll help me replace stuff.
That's the idea.
Have fun, son.
I thought he'd never leave.
Whew, that makes two of us.
Ask shelter agent Joe Methy about shelter's competitive renter's insurance rates.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravana. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
So many advantages of shopping at Joe's Market in Loop City. You know the people who work there, and they know you. Not to mention the great service and fresh meats, including homemade pulled sausage. Isn't it just nice to know that all the food you can buy locally is fresh and the people that help you are the same friendly faces that live on the same street? Their kids go to the same school. That's what you get at Joe's Market in Loup City. Joe's Market is proud to support the area athletes.
Glad you're along with us here tonight on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Mike Jurgensen's crew here to officiate tonight's basketball game. They were all out of the Burwell Ord area at one time, and now they've kind of come together here tonight to bring us this doubleheader. And we're glad you're along with us. Shelton in the traveling blue with black trim, home white and red trim for the Rebels of Arcadia Loup City, who will move from left to right, Shelton right to left as you listen to it along your radio dial. And the opening tap will be taken by Shelton. And we are underway as the Rebels will come out and play man-to-man defense. And we'll just have to see how each team handles the pressure here tonight. And that has really been the story when you have trouble scoring the basketball like these two teams do. It's all about who can handle the pressure. And we'll see who steps up tonight for Shelton. On the first drive of the game, it'll be Hunt putting the basketball up. Ball knocked away. Off the shot, it is no good. Nobody can grab the rebound. Last touched by Arcadia Loup City. So Shelton will take the ball out underneath their own hoop. Garcia to throw it in. She may need to be the player that steps it up tonight. Off the inbound, the 15-footer by Harvey is no good. Fight for the loose ball, and it'll be pulled down there by Urich for the Rebels. Up the floor against some pressure defense here by Shelton. Top of the key, looking at the three. Trotter gives it off on the right side to Urich. Trying to get it back up top. The ball was tipped. It goes into the backcourt, and they're going to call an over-and-back situation here. And the official's going to say that the ball, yes, he knows it was tipped, but nobody lost control of the basketball. So it will be a turnover here for Arcadia Loup City, and Shelton will get the basketball. It'll be pretty easy, I think, tonight. Yes, you'll look at the scoreboard. I think if you look at the turnovers tonight, whoever wins that battle is going to win this basketball game. As Koning has it on the left wing, picks her dribble up, tries to lob it into the post, but the pass is going to be stolen away by Mashka. And here comes Arcadia Loup City. Mashka with that big brace on the left knee. As man-to-man defense being applied, are they going to drop it into a zone? It looks like for Shelton. They were just pressuring the ball. Down on the low post, they'll kick it back out. Trotter, she's got the first bucket of the basketball game to Urich. Urich knocks it down. Urich will get Arcadia Loup City on top by a score of 2-0. Into the front court comes Shelton. Drop it down to the right-hand corner. Baseline Garcia tries to push it back out to stop Connie. The ball will be knocked out of bounds by Gock, and Shelton will take it out of bounds. Also tonight, Hastings St. Cecilia is at Grand Island Northwest. That's on 1230 AM KHAS. If you're listening online or your smartphone app, it's PlatteRiverPreps.com. And on the drive attempt, Shelton's going to be called for a walk. So each team with an early turnover here. We've got a lot of basketball coming up over the next couple of weeks as we get closer to conference tournaments for all involved. And in the backcourt, Tristan Stopcotti just flat out runs right into Jess Trotter in a one-on-one situation and will be called for the game's first foul. Thursday, we've got a Fort Kearney conference doubleheader as Axtell will welcome in Elm Creek. And action will get underway just after 6 o'clock as well. Here's Gock with the basketball. Goes backside into the hands of Urich. And Urich is going to be fouled before she can get the shot away. It appears, and they'll take it out underneath the hoop. The foul is on Amelia Hunt. First foul on Hunt, second here on Shelton. And the Rebels will get it in. Here's a short jumper on the way. No good. Trotter with the miss. The rebound brought down by Urich. On her put back, it's going to be knocked out of bounds, and they'll try it again. Rebels on the near side of the hoop, right side of the lane, as they face it from midcourt. Kick it into the corner. Here's Gock for a three. It's on the way and good. Alexa Gock fires the open three off the inbounds. And the first three-pointer of the bucket ball game makes it 5-0 here for the Rebels. Shelton into the front court with the basketball. It's Amelia Hunt. Swings it over to the left side. And Garcia with the dribble. Rebels going with some pressure man-to-man, trying to make Shelton uncomfortable handling the basketball. And Shelton wants to get the timeout called as Coach Misty Potter, trying to get the attention of the official, does get the timeout call. We're just 2 minutes into our game. Arcadia Loup City 5 and Shelton nothing. We'll be back. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
And welcome back to Arcadia High School. Just a couple of minutes into our basketball game. Shelton using the first timeout of the contest, trying to set up a play, and they end up throwing it away as they get into their half-court set. So second turnover here for Shelton, and the ball will come back into the hands of Arcadia Loup City. They lead it by a score of 5-0. Throw over the top of the pressure here to Chelsea Spilnick. Spilnick is ended up tying up. Arrow points the way of the Rebels, so they'll hold on to the basketball. Arcadia Loup City will be on the road. Coming up on Friday, they go to Wood River. Then they have a week off before back-to-back home games with Ravenna and Ord. Here's a good pivot on the baseline, but no shot taken there by Trotter. They'll kick it back out. Urich shot no good. Rebound brought down by Koning, and Shelton will be on the offense. Right down the middle of the floor, handing the basketball will be Harvey. Amber's pass to the right side, and nobody cut. And Shelton turned the basketball over. And you know that they're going to be missing Abby Pleahall, the 5'7 senior, kind of handled the kind of the quarterback of this basketball team. And now Shelton going to put on a little pressure as Arcadia Loup City brings Hannah Jacobowski, 5'4 sophomore, into the ball game. She'll dribble across the timeline and give it off to Gock. Gock will look at things at the 1-3-1 zone here for Shelton. To the baseline, here comes Urich, dribbles around a defender, passes through the lane, short jumper, Spilnick, no good. Offensive rebound by Urich, back up, no good. And the board pulled down by Amber Harvey of Shelton. Arcadia Loup City gets back quickly, so slowing things up, Harvey, and then they won't guard her, so she cans the three, no good. Tried to can it from the outside, we should say. And the rebound brought down by Sheridan Holcomb, a freshman who has checked into the ball game here for the Rebels. Down to the baseline to Urich, into Holcomb, turnaround jumper, hand in the face, shot won't go. Rebound brought down by Amelia Hunt. Looks like Arcadia Loup City will have a little more depth coming into the basketball game tonight as well. Shelton only with the 9 girls suited up. In the right-hand corner, the Bulldogs try to go baseline to Harvey, but the ball will be knocked out of bounds, and they'll have to try it again. 4.5 to go here in the first quarter. It's 5-0 Arcadia Loup City in our girls' game. Shelton out of the Twin Valley Conference. Arcadia Loup City in the Loup Platte Conference. That's one thing that they did keep, as the jumper by Stopcotty is going to be blocked by Gock. And in a fight for the basketball, Gock has it, then a baseball pass to the other end. But Shelton wins the battle to it, and then an Arcadia foul, as making the steal was Amelia Hunt. And as she turned back up the floor, there were 3 Rebels waiting, and they all tried to poke the ball loose, and a foul will be called. First foul of the game on the Rebels goes against Jessica Urich. And now Shelton will throw it in, and checking in will be Jennifer Garcia, the 5'7 sophomore. She'll get it into the front court to Amber Harvey. Waits for her team, now thinks about the three as they're late picking her up. It drives it to the baseline, now back to Harvey, to the free throw line. Garcia can't handle the pass. She'll run it down, though, eventually, and they'll reset it. Amber Harvey between the circles. Swings it over to the left side, holding the ball, Amelia Hunt, off the screen. Runs into the secondary defender and has to come back out to the left-hand corner where she gets it to Harvey. Harvey down low, here's Garcia, and on her shot attempt, she's going to be fouled. Free throws coming up here for the Bulldogs. Collapsing in there was Spilnick and Urich. I think that Spilnick blocked it, or Urich blocked it, and Spilnick committed the foul. But there, no, we had it right the first time. It will be the second foul on Jess Urich. And the free throw is up, and it is good for Jennifer Garcia, and Shelton is on the board here. 5-1, Arcadia Loup City. Second free throw a little strong, and the rebound will be pulled down by Holcomb. Holcomb will clear it out there to Lindsay Trotter. Trotter trying to stay out of the trap. Started to step through, and then they say she moved her pivot foot, and a travel will be called. So the third turnover on the Rebels, 3 so far on the Bulldogs, and it will be Shelton basketball to throw it in. Dumping it into the backcourt. Dribbling across the timeline, Amber Harvey. Harvey, a runner down the lane, put it up too strong. Got her own rebound momentarily and then dropped it away again and finally grabbed there by Chelsea Spilnick. The Rebels want to run coast-to-coast with the runner off the glass. Up and in is Alexa Gock, and she's got 5 of the 7 points for the Rebels, and they lead it 7-1 with 3:20 to go here in the first quarter of play. Across the timeline with it is going to be Amelia Hunt. She'll dribble to the right, give it to Stopcotti. Ball fake, gets by the defender, got Gock in the air, and then turns it back outside to Nita Garcia. So you got both Nita and Jennifer in there. From the free throw line, the jumper's on the way, and it is good by Amelia Hunt. So the first field goal of the game comes from Amelia Hunt for Shelton, and it's 7-3. Trying to put some pressure on, maybe force a turnover, get a couple of transition buckets here. And as they try to enter it down low on the press, it'll be swatted out of bounds by Garcia. And Arcadia Loop City runs Kyla Kushak in. So already 8, make it 9 different players have seen the floor here in the first quarter for the Rebels. And they'll throw it in the corner. Gock trying for another 3, but that one is too strong. And we've got an over-the-back foul called as Amelia Hunt had the inside position. And Arcadia Loop City calling for the foul. Shelton will bring Jessica Koenig back in. And Jennifer Garcia, no, they changed their mind. They better get somebody off the floor so that they don't have 6 girls out there. The officials thought that they had run off when they really didn't. And they did a good job of not making a big deal of it. The ball stolen away here. Trying to go to the other end for the layup is Trotter, and Trotter will be fouled. She'll go to the line. Lindsay Trotter with 2 free throws. These will be the first free throw attempts of the ball game here for Arcadia Loop City, and Coach Ashy continues to rotate players into the basketball game, waiting over there at the bench between free throws. The foul will be called on Amber Harvey, her first and the 3rd of the Bulldogs. And the first free throw on the way, just a tad strong from Lindsay Trotter. 7-3 Arcadia Loop City here in the early going, and now Maddie Dodson checks in. 10 players have made the court here in the first quarter for the Rebels. Second free throw on the way, and that is too strong. And the rebound brought down by Stopcotti. Spins out of there, gets tied up. Arrow points the way of Shelton, so they'll maintain the basketball. But good hustle there by Trotter to force a change in the possession arrow. Full court pressure on. They'll lob it in. The ball is stolen away. Gock has it, drives in, and scores. That's 7 for Alexa Gock. 9-3 here in favor of Arcadia Loop City. And a double dribble called on the Shelton Bulldogs. So the pressure right there giving them a little problem, some frustration setting in for Shelton right now because they hit a couple of buckets, but they have turned it over against the press and it has not happened the other way. As Arcadia Loop City in the right-hand corner tries to drop it inside for Dodson. The pass is low, can't handle it, and the Rebels will give it right back. Fourth turnover here for Arcadia Loop City. At the other end, driving all the way to the bucket and then under the bucket, they'll kick it out to Garcia to the free throw line. Harvey, her jumper good. Amber Harvey with the bucket, and it is 9-5 Arcadia Loop City. 1:45 to go. Harvey almost stole the pass in the backcourt, but instead Gott gets by her, leaves it off there for Jacobowski. Back to Gock, who has her jumper blocked and taken away by Amber Harvey. Numbers aren't there, and then Gock sneaks up from behind and takes it right back. So Arcadia Loop City back on the offensive end. Driving in is Trotter. Her pass into the corner. Knocked away. Fight for the basketball. The ball stolen away and then a foul trying to get it back. Called on Lindsay Trotter. First foul on Lindsay. Second on Arcadia Loop City. And the ball comes back into the hands here of the Shelton Bulldogs. And ready to throw it in on the far side. For Shelton is going to be Amber Harvey. And Harvey will toss it in safely to Joey Terry, who has checked in for the first time. Terry kicks it on the white side. Down into the corner, they'll get it to Garcia. Nita kicks it back out to Koenig. Everything on the right side this time through. Try to lob it into the paint. There's Harvey. Turnaround jumper just a tad strong. The rebound brought down by Sydney Harrington, who's in for the Rebels. Coach Ashy might get them all in here in the first quarter. A minute to go, 9-5 Rebels. Up top, they'll get it to Harrington. Swing it to Bailey Griffith. Her pass inside, deflected and stolen away. So the Rebels and Shelton even now in turnovers at 6 apiece. 45 seconds to go in the quarter. Harvey to the high post, Koenig to the right elbow. Started to make a pass, and her teammate Nita Garcia took off, and so she reached out to grab it, and that ended up being a double dribble. So back over to the Rebels. And inbounding the basketball will be Kushak. She'll get it into Harrington, into the front court. Moved the ball quickly to the high post to Holcomb. Didn't like it, so she kicks it out with 30 seconds to go. Holcomb again on the high post. Turnaround jumper from 10. It's off the mark. Offensive rebound brought down by Jacobowski. She'll kick it into the corner to Kushak. And another chance here for the Rebels. 20 seconds to go, first quarter. On the left wing, Jacobowski. Down on the low post, Holcomb. Back up top, they'll go to Harrington against this 1-3-1 zone. Down to 10 seconds, and the pass finally stolen away by Amber Harvey. Harvey at midcourt with 5 seconds. On the right side, tried to get it to Garcia, and the bounce pass ends up sliding out of bounds. And so right back to Arcadia Loup City. Just under 3 seconds to go. See if they can get a shot away from half court. Uh-oh. Almost made one from three-quarters court. Problem was, Sydney Harrington was going to let it roll. Then she decided to pick it up, and then she forgot to dribble it. And Shelton should probably get another second or so on the clock because they only have 0.2, so they can't get a shot away. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. It's Arcadia Loup City 9 and Shelton 5. You're listening to high school basketball on KKPR-FM, Kearney Loup City Shelton, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Laser Tech has been putting the serve back in service for over 17 years. Laser Tech can help you with all your printer needs. New and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. Laser Tech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With Laser Tech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how Laser Tech is helping businesses, doing what can be done every day.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life with two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, a very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Glad to have you back with us here at Arcadia Loup City. We're continuing coverage of girls and boys basketball is right here with the Arcadia Loup City Rebels taking on the Shelton Bulldogs. And Arcadia Loup City gets the ball, but they turn it over before they even get it to the top of the circle. And a jumper by Koenig is on the way. It's stuck on the heel, no good. Rebound brought down by Moshka. And we're ready to get the second quarter underway after a couple of quick possessions. Pressure in the backcourt here by Shelton. Gock trying to get it across the timeline. Fires to Trotter. Into the right-hand corner. Picked up by Kushak. To Urich, excuse me. Urich back up top. Looks like the Rebels have their original five starters back out there. Gock now with a left-hand dribble. Comes down to the baseline. Passes on the shot up to Trotter. Now back to Gock for the three. And it is just short. No good. She's one of three from out there. The ball goes out of bounds. Ball goes out of bounds to Arcadia Loup City. Turnovers first quarter, the Rebels 7, Shelton had 8. Rebounds 8 for Arcadia Loup City, 5 for Shelton. And that's about it. 7 points for Alexa Gock leads the way for Arcadia Loup City. Turnaround jumper from the free throw line. Moshka puts it up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Garcia. Nita, her pass goes all the way into the front court. And they'll grab it there with Koenig, but another double dribble going to be called on Shelton. And back over to Arcadia Loup City. Doug Duda with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. If you're in the market for a New Year's car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help. Long pass to break the press. Pass underneath for the layup. Spilnick, it bounces out of there. No good. Koenig gets the rebound for Shelton. Everything but the ball going through the cylinder there for Arcadia Loup City. And at the top of the circle with it will be Amelia Hunt. Now to Koenig, double teamed. Up top, Harvey tries the three-pointer. It's off the front of the rim. And the ball goes off of Arcadia Loup City out of bounds. Spilnick wasn't quite sure whether to grab it or let it roll. And with the player bearing down on her, she tried to grab it, and it bounced off her hands and out. So Shelton will throw it in here. This usually looks like a three-point set. We'll see if that's the case. They lob it to Koenig. She's just inside the arc, takes the 18-foot jumper. No good. Rebound brought down by Holcomb. Third for Sheridan Holcomb. Across the timeline, left side with a left-hand dribble is Gock. Gock leaves it off of the baseline. Moshka, 12-footer, no good. Ball tipped into the hands of Amelia Hunt. Her third rebound here for the Shelton Bulldogs. Score remains 9-5. It hasn't changed here in the first minute, 45 of the second quarter. Harvey takes an 18-footer. It's no good. I do like that Shelton, looking for their first win If they've got an open shot, they're taking it. They've got turnovers just like Arcadia Loup City, but right now, if they see an opening, they're going to take the shot. 6:11 to go, first quarter or first half, 9-5. Don't forget Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll look at a boys' game, give you some other info as well. As the Rebels break the press, it's Matty Donson kicking it to Gock. Drives left baseline, 8-footer, too strong. Ball deflected off of Shelton and out of bounds. It'll stay with the Rebels. And to throw it in will be Donson. Gock is in there along with Trotter. Also in there is going to be Sheridan Holcomb and Jessica Urich. And there's Gock again, that same inbounds play. They just designed it a little differently. And Gock hits her second three-pointer of the basketball game. 12-5 with a lead up to 7. Here's Koning with it on the left side. She got bumped a little too much pushing. And that'll be the third foul on Jessica Urich. And she's the only player that's even close to having any foul trouble because it's only the fifth foul called here on Arcadia Loup City. Three have been whistled on Shelton. And so Urich, and that's one thing Coach Ashy has, is a big rotation, so that shouldn't be a big deal. And it'll be Shelton to throw the ball in. Shelton will throw it in to Joey Terry. Terry's pass knocked away. Gock makes the steal. Gock trying to go coast to coast. She's going to be fouled by Stopcotty. And for Tristan, that would be her second. And we've got two free throws coming up for Gock. Alexa's first trip to the line. She's got a game-high 10 points. Hit a couple of threes, couple steals, a block. This one's up, and it is in. 13-5. Rebels lead it. Second free throw on the way, and it's no good. Pushing for the rebound. It's out of bounds off of the Rebels, and Shelton will get it. Bulldogs trying to find a way to get a few more points here. Harvey a bucket, Hunt a bucket. Jennifer Garcia had a free throw, but now they've been quiet here for the last 4 or 5 minutes. As the ball's knocked out of bounds, and they'll take it out in front of the Loup City bench. Stopcotty, Joey Terry, Harvey, also in there Nita Garcia, and Jessica Koning. And the inbounds pass is stolen away, and this time Gock's ahead of the pack, and she'll go in for the layup and score. So Alexa Gock has been the beneficiary of the pressure that Loup City Arcadia is putting on tonight. And it's a 10-point lead for the Rebels. Into the front court, Harvey. Jump pass is deflected out to Terry. Now there's a fight for it. We've got a jump ball, and the arrow points the way of Arcadia Loup City. And that'll be turnover number 13 for Shelton. Across the timeline with it for the Rebels. They go to the top of the key. Holcomb down low. Here's the jumper on the way. No good by Maddie Dotson. And it looks like fighting for the rebound. We've got a pushing foul called underneath on Shelton. And it's going to be called on Nita Garcia. That'll be her first and the team's fifth. Checking in for Terry for Shelton will be Amelia Hunt. And the Rebels will throw it in. Bounce pass into the corner. Here's a quick jumper by Trotter. It's up and in. Lindsay gets her first bucket of the ball game. And a lot of scoring off inbounds plays and outside jumpers. Now breaking the press. Here comes Shelton underneath for the layup. Koning, it bounces off the rim. Then we get a jump ball. And the arrow points the way of Shelton. Both 22s, Kyla Kushak and Nita Garcia, were tied up on that one. And Shelton will get the ball underneath their own hoop, trying to find a way to get some points. An 8-0 start to the quarter for Arcadia Loup City. Koning from the free throw line. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Holcomb. And the Rebels with an outlet pass into the front court. They go to Gock. Gock leaves it off in the corner for Kyla Kushak. Back to Gock on the low post. Well defended there by Koning. Out top they go to Trotter. Looks right now. Beautiful bounce pass to the baseline. And to negate a layup attempt that time by Kushak, a foul called on Jessica Koning. That'll be the first on Koning. And it was not on the shot, so they'll take it out underneath the hoop. And to throw it in will be Kushak into the corner to Gock. How about another three? Another three-pointer here for Alexa Gock. And she's lighting it up 20-5. And in the backcourt, a foul going to be called on Arcadia Loup City, trying to get the basketball back. And that'll even the fouls up at 6 apiece. So Gock here with 16 of the team's 20 points. And the foul was called on Kushak. And now another foul called as Shelton tries to get it into the paint. And we'll go to the 1-1. And it's on Lindsay Trotter. And that's her third. So Trotter and Urich each have three fouls. And checking back into the ballgame for the Rebels will be Sydney Harrington. At the line to shoot the 1-1, Jessica Koning. And the free throw dances in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Dodson. And Dodson will get it to Gock. Gock will push it up with a long pass into the hands of Harrington. Right back over to Gock on the left side of the key. Staying in that zone defense. Passing it down low, trying to find her teammate Kushak, and Koning steps in front and makes the steal. That's the first turnover for the Rebels here in the second quarter. Now Harvey's unguarded, so she takes the 16-footer. It's no good. The rebound brought down by Harrington. And a timeout will be called here by Arcadia Loop City. 3:42 to go in the first half of play, and it's the Rebels 20, Shelton 5. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney. We're back after this timeout.
Go forth, save, and prosper. Citizens Bank recognizes the importance of saving. No matter what your goal is, Citizens Bank in Loup City has a savings option that is right for you. Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City is a proud supporter of the area high school athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust offers everything you need in banking to keep your life, farm, and business running financially sound. They appreciate your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City, member FDIC.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to High School Hoops on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. 3:36 to go here as we rejoin the action in the second quarter. Arcadia Loup City was up 9-5 after one, and they've scored the first 11 points here the second quarter. The high post, they get the pass there. The turnaround jumper, Holcomb, it's off the front of the iron with her shot no good. Nita Garcia, her third rebound here for the Bulldogs. Again, Shelton without Abby Pleahall, who had been their leader this season. And she injured her ankle last Friday and has been out since. And trying to find her way to the baseline is Amelia Hunt. And a foul called to the baseline will send her to the line. And the foul looks like it's on Kyla Kushak, and that will be her second. 1-1 coming up for Amelia Hunt. She's got one of the Shelton buckets. The Rebels continue to rotate players in. Let's see if we can give you the five on the floor. You got Harrington, Spilnick. Here's Jacobowski checking in. Gox out there. The free throw, no good. And trying to get the rebound, it will be Chelsea Spilnick, and she gets rolled up on by Jessica Koning, and that'll be her second. We'll walk to the other end for a 1-1. So, again, we set most of the five out there for you. Gox, Jacobowski, along with Harrington, Spilnick, and Maddie Dodson, the five on the floor for Arcadia Loup City. Chelsea Spilnick looking for her first point of the game, and she'll get it from the free throw line. 21-5 Rebels out there for Shelton. Looks like they've got the starting five. Stopcotti, Nita Garcia, Harvey Hunt, Koning. Second free throw's no good, and Hunt will grab her fourth rebound, and Arcadia Loup City will drop back and pick him up at half court. Man-to-man defense here by the Rebels. With a left-hand dribble will be Hunt. Needs some help off a couple of screens. They get it to Harvey, drops it into Koning. Koning, turnaround jumper is up and too strong, but it wouldn't have mattered. They're going to call a travel here on the Bulldogs. So back over to Arcadia Loup City. Again, they're back in action at Wood River. They get back into conference play with four consecutive conference games, Wood River, Ravenna, or Donovan Trumbull. For Shelton, they host Ravenna on Thursday night. Then it's at Amherst, and then three straight home games with Wood River, Overton, and Blue Hill. And driving in, Jacobowski puts the shot up and draws the foul. And to the line goes Hannah Jacobowski, looking for her first points. And the foul will be called on Jessica Koning, and that is her third for Shelton. And Shelton doesn't have near the depth that Arcadia Loup City does. And this free throw bounces around and in for the sophomore Jacobowski. 22-5. Arcadia Loup City just strolling along here, getting a bucket there. Free throw here. Second free throw, no good. And just getting back in, Jennifer Garcia grabs her first board for Shelton. 2:30 to go here in the first half. And Shelton looking for their first points of the second quarter. To Garcia, trying to get out of there. She's double-teamed. The ball knocked away, and coming up with a loose ball will be Spilinick. Here comes Gock with a left-hand dribble. Stops on the wing. Skip pass against the zone to Jacobowski. Hannah's on the weak side. Takes it all the way to the baseline till she runs into the double team. Kicks it out for a 15-footer, and it's good for Maddie Donson. And that's the way it goes. Some nights they just all fall, and right now a very solid second quarter here for Arcadia Loup City with 2 minutes to go here in the half, 24-5. Shelton in the right-hand corner to stop Connie. Gock tried to make the steal. She'll be called for her first foul, and a 1-1 coming up for Stop Connie. Checking in for Arcadia Loup City will be number 21, Callie Detlef. She's one of the two freshmen on this varsity roster for Coach Ashy. And the front end of the 1-1 for Stop Connie. It's up, and it is off the iron left, no good. And the rebound grabbed by Bailey Griffith, who was into the basketball game. Front court, here comes Arcadia Loup City on the right elbow with it. They'll get it to Chelsea Spilnick. Spilnick's bounce pass down to the baseline. It's going to be lost out of bounds. I'll have to double check. I may have erroneously credited a Maddie Dotson bucket there. I think that was Bailey Griffith. The ponytail was covering the 2 and the 3, 20 and 30, and I apologize. So we're going to credit that to Griffith. And now trying to lob it inside. Shelton has it stolen away. That's 8 in each quarter. A minute and a half to go here in the first half. Into the front court with it for Arcadia Loup City will be Deathlifts to the free throw line. Turnaround jumper won't get there because a foul is committed by Amber Harvey. That is her second. And going to the line to shoot two will be Chelsea Spilnick. She's 1 of 2 and gets a couple right here. 1:24 remaining in the second quarter. 24-5, Arcadia Loup City, and the free throw is no good. The Bulldogs knew it was going to be rough without Plehall in there, but they just can't get anything to fall through the cylinder. Second free throw, no good. And Harvey will grab her second rebound here for Shelton. Amber across the timeline on the right side. Stops 28 feet. Now fires it down low to Garcia. Jennifer looking for somewhere to put that basketball as they drop the double team on her to stop Cotty. Stop Cotty, just 5-3 out there as a sophomore. Can't shoot it over the defender, so she dishes it off to Hunt. Back out to Garcia. Need his 14-footer. No good. Offensive rebound. Harvey back up. It won't go. And coming out of there with it will be Jacobowski for Arcadia Loup City. 50 seconds to go here in the first half. And Jacobowski to the high post. Gets it to Spilnick. Back over the right side to Hannah. Down to the low block. Double team. Turnaround jumper. Rolls off the rim for Bailey Griffith. Amber Harvey with her fourth rebound. Brings it up the right side with 35 seconds to go in the half. Nice crossover dribble. And as she attacks the hoop, she's going to be fouled. Two free throws coming up for Amber Harvey. First trip to the line. Shelton missed the front end of all three of their 1-1s here in the quarter. And the foul is going to be called on Chelsea Spilnick, her first. And the free throw is up and off the front of the iron, no good. Trying to get off that five right now is Shelton before halftime. Back in for the Rebels, Mackenzie Moshka. 34 seconds to go in the half, and the free throw spins up there and is good for Amber Harvey. So that'll get him off the goose egg here in the second quarter, and the Rebels have some time. Long outlet pass to Jacobowski, but she dropped it and will be called for the travel. Don't forget the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report is coming up. We'll run down the first half stats for you, and we'll talk about the boys' game, which could be a pretty good one. Arcadia Loup City, a defensive ball club that's had a good season, and they're just trying to get healthy at Shelton. They can beat anybody when they're on their game, but their depth, that's a problem for the boys as well. 20 seconds to go here. Harvey went to set the screen. The pass came to Amber, and it sails out of bounds. So 17 seconds here for the Rebels to try and get a shot away. Again, with the cooperative between Arcadia and Loup City, half the games are here in Arcadia, and the rest are in Loup City, so a chance to be in Arcadia tonight. 8 seconds to go. With it is Deathless. Harvey knocks it away. Deathless gets it to the top of the key, and Moshka, knowing that she was short on time, tried to wheel and deal and walk with the basketball. So back over to Shelton with just over 2 seconds remaining here in the first half of play. We'll see if they can get a toss up there. They'll throw it into Harvey, and we are at halftime. With your score, Arcadia Loup City 24 and Shelton 6, you are listening to High School Basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM. Kearney, Arcadia, Shelton, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. When we come back, it's the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, so stay with us here on Classic Hits.
Stop in and see John or Ed at Erickson Ford in Loup City today for a reduced interest rate as low as 0% for 60 months. Rebates of up to $8,500 on select models. Now's the time to buy new at Erickson Ford. 0% interest and up to $8,500. You heard correct, $8,500 rebates being offered on select models. You need to get to Erickson Ford in Loup City now. Knowledgeable, no-pressure sales team, saving you money. Erickson Ford, finding the vehicle you want with outstanding service after the sale since 1972 in Loup City.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
And welcome back to Arcadia Loup City. I want to say thanks to Athletic Director Jess Underwood and the folks here at Arcadia for their hospitality as the Rebels lead Shelton in the girls' game at the half by a score of 24-6. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Some other basketball in the area tonight, some pretty good games, including the St. Cecilia Northwest doubleheader on 1230 KHAS. And, of course, that's also on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Kearney Catholics playing at Lexington tonight. Grand Island Central Catholics at York. Other area action tonight, Elwood is north to Anselmo Myrna. Gibbon is south to Blue Hill. Wood River north to Broken Bow. St. Paul down the road to Central City. Southern Valley's out at Chase County tonight. Sandy Creek heads over to Deschler. Centura is down the road at Donovan Trumbull. Kennesaw is at Giltner. Heartland Lutheran is at Hampton. Minden is playing at Ravenna tonight. Franklin's at Red Cloud. And Fillmore Central is taking on Sutton. Thursday, basketball action includes Minden hosting St. Cecilia on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. St. Paul Kearney Catholic will be on ESPN 1460. And here on Classic Hits Thursday, we'll have a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader as Elm Creek takes on Axtell. So that's what's coming up Thursday. Friday, games include in the Tri-Cities, North Platte at Grand Island, Kearney at Omaha Bryan, Hastings at McCook, Adams Central at Northwest. You'll hear that on 1230 KHAS. Central Catholic hosting Aquinas Catholic. Also coming up Friday, Donovan Trumbull will be taking on Giltner. We'll have that doubleheader for you here on Classic Hits among our games. On Friday, Saturday afternoon, Hastings St. Cecilia plays Kearney Catholic, and we'll have that doubleheader for you as well, starting at 2:30. Tonight on ESPN 1460 and 1550, it's Big Ten men's college basketball as third-ranked and undefeated Wisconsin is at Indiana taking on the Hoosiers, and it's been a good one. At halftime, Wisconsin 35 and Indiana 34. In the Big 12, Kansas State trying to bounce back from that loss to Kansas, and they lead Oklahoma 39-38 at the half. Florida all over Georgia 36-16 at the half. Coming up tonight at 8 o'clock, Creighton will be hosting Butler. That game is televised on Fox Sports 1, which for the charter folks, that's Channel 70 tonight. That gets underway at 8 o'clock. Also, fifth-ranked Wichita State tries to stay undefeated against Bradley. That's about ready to tip off as well. We will take a break and be back with the first half stats as the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report continues here on Classic Hits.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
With our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. And here's a look at the first half numbers of our girls game. And we will start with the Shelton Lady Bulldogs. And we knew that they had been struggling scoring throughout the year. And then they lost Abby Pleahall, but it is really struggling tonight, not helping themselves from the free throw line either. Tristan Stopcotti, one rebound. Nita Garcia, three rebounds. Amber Harvey, 3 points, four rebounds and a block. Jennifer Garcia, one rebound and 1 point. Amelia Hunt, 2 points, four rebounds. Jessica Koning, two rebounds. Five rebounds in the first quarter, 10 in the second. Free throw shooting, one of two in the first, one of five in the second. Three-point shooting, they've missed one in each quarter. Turnovers for Shelton, eight in the first quarter and nine in the second quarter. Foul situation, Jessica Koning has three, two for Tristan Stopcotti and Amber Harvey. 5 points in the first quarter, just one in the second, and at the half, 6 points, 15 rebounds. Two out of seven at the free throw line, 0 of 2 from three-point land, one block, 17 turnovers. Shelton still looking for that first win and has a lot of work to do here in the second half. We'll look at the numbers for Arcadia Loop City after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
Thanks for listening to this Bulldog Sports broadcast, proudly brought to you in part by the staff and management of Gangwish Seed Farms in Shelton. Gangwish Seed Farms knows all these students and coaches work hard and play harder for their teams. That's why Gangwish Seed is very happy to support all of our athletes in all they do. Good luck today, and remember, winning means trying. Go Bulldogs! From everyone at Gangwish Seed Farms in Shelton.
Now let's take a look at the first half stats for Arcadia Loop City. Alexa Gock leading the way with 16 first half points. She hit 3 three-pointers. She also has one block shot. Hannah Jacobowski, 1.2 rebounds. Jessica Urich, 2 points, three rebounds. Sydney Harrington, two rebounds. Chelsea Spilnick, 1.2 rebounds. Bailey Griffith, 2 points and a rebound. Kyla Kushak has one rebound. Lindsay Trotter, 2 points. Maddie Donson, a rebound. Sheridan Holcomb, four rebounds. Mackenzie Moshka has a rebound. 8 rebounds in the first quarter, 9 of the second. Free throw shooting, 0 of 2 in the first, 3 of 8 in the second. 3-point shooting, all by Alexa Gock, the made ones anyway. 1 of 2 in the first, 2 of 3 in the second. Turnovers for the Rebels, 7 in the first quarter and 4 in the second. Foul situation, Urich and Trotter have 3. Kushak has 2. 9 points in the first quarter, 15 in the second, and at the half, Arcadia Loop City has 24 points, 17 rebounds, 3 out of 10 at the free throw line, 3 of 5 from three-point land, one block shot, and 11 turnovers. Arcadia Loop City cruising here at the half, 24-6 over Shelton. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. We'll be back with second half basketball right after this on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Where else can you get so much great food for such an affordable price? Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon. For years, they've prided themselves in being more bang for the buck and making homemade food fresh right there, like their famous prime rib dinners or their huge jumbo hand-breaded shrimp. What about the freshest salad and fruit bars around? Make the drive to sunny downtown Gibbon and be a part of great family, food, and tradition.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska, with a location near you.
And welcome back to high school basketball here at Arcadia Loop City, where we have the second half underway, and the Rebels will start with the basketball, driving in off the screen and laying it up off the glass is Jessica Urich for her second bucket of the ball game. And they'll put some pressure on. Harvey will dribble through it into the front court. They've got numbers down to Koning. Pulls up from eight, but it just won't go. And the rebound brought down there by Trotter. But as Trotter heads up the floor, it's tipped away. It's still loose. And Shelton finally is able to get out of there with it. Stop Cotty. Grab the basketball. Into the front court, Harvey leaves it off for Garcia. And a jump ball. And the arrow points the way of Shelton. And Shelton will get the ball underneath their own hoop. Somebody's got to throw it in, though, and it's going to be Stop Cotty. Tristan, the sophomore, as they box the lane, everybody rolls to the right-hand corner. Get it to Garcia. Inside Koning, her jumper dancing around, and it goes. Jessica Koning with her first bucket of the basketball game and the first field goal for Shelton since the end of the first quarter, 26-8. Rebels lead it here in the first minute of quarter number three. Here's Gock on the left wing. Dribbles inside the arc. Throws over the top of the zone. Urich comes in, and she'll get it to spin over the iron and in. Two early buckets here for Jessica Urich. And it's 28-8. Arcadia Loop City with the pressure. The ball not bouncing the way Shelton wants. You can tell they're getting frustrated. They've got three, four defenders on them. And finally, it's going to be stolen away. And here come the Rebels into the front court on the right side. With it will be Lindsay Trotter. Trotter swings it over the right side to Kushak in the paint. The jumper is up and in for Spilnick. And that's 3 points for Chelsea, 30-8. So we are seeing some scoring here in the first few moments of the third quarter of play as Harvey tries to dribble through the maze of red and white. And a reach-in foul going to be called here on the Rebels. And let's see which player they called it on. It looks like it's on Lindsay Trotter, and that will be her fourth. So Trotter will sit down. Urich's also out there with four. But again, Coach Ashy played everybody in the first half, so he's using that bench. Shelton Garcia tries to drop it in to Harvey. Harvey gets her feet tangled up. The ball's knocked out of bounds by Arcadia Loop City. Well, they pointed one way, and then now they've changed their mind, so they'll say it's a turnover, Shelton. So Arcadia Loop City will get the basketball here. Pressure in the backcourt put on by Harvey and Stop Cotty. They'll throw over the top of it to Spilnick. Spilnick on the left wing. Beautiful bounce pass underneath. The layup is good, and a foul to go along with it. The assist from Moshka. The bucket by Urich. That's the way you break the press. Nice job there by the Rebels. And a chance for a three-point play here for Urich, who is all of a sudden red hot in the second half. She's looking for her seventh point in less than 2 minutes, and she'll put it up and nail it. So Urich with 7 in the corner and 9 in the game, 33-8 in favor of Arcadia Loop City. Shelton breaks the press, gets it to Harvey. Harvey up the right side of the key, baseline to Garcia. Nita puts it up and hits it. First bucket of the ball game for Nita Garcia, 33-10. Rebels into the front court here with a left-hand dribble. That's where Gock likes to come with a natural left-handed dribble. Spilnick in the paint, kicks it out. Here's a three-pointer on the way. Jacobowski almost banked it in, but it's no good. Nobody gets the rebound. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Shelton. Doug Duda with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Crossroads Ford at 4210 2nd Avenue, Kearney, or you can search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. Jacobowski on the right elbow. Kicks it into the corner to Urich. High post they go. Spilnick swings it weak side. Gock for another three, and it's good. Alexa Gock has found the range tonight. That's her fourth three and 19 points to make it 36-10. Haven't seen any. Oh, there's a three-pointer at the other end waved off by a walk. Amelia Hunt was trying to get the feet set and shuffled them. So turnover number 20 here on Shelton. Arcadia Loup City with a dozen. 5:09 to go, third quarter of play. 36-10, Rebels with the lead. Gock, long pass into the front court. Over to Spilnick on the right wing against the zone of the Bulldogs. 2-3 now. Into the paint, Spilnick's open. 10-footer off the mark. Offensive rebound, Urich back up and in. 38-10, and Urich with 9 points here in the quarter. Ball between the circles, Harvey to the high post, Koenig. She'll turn to the left, back out to Harvey. Takes one dribble, goes baseline, Garcia. Shot on the way, no good. Mashka comes away with it for Arcadia Loup City, who immediately finds the senior Gock. Alexa cut off by Harvey, swings it over to Urich, dumps it down low to Mashka, and Koenig just got dinged with her fourth personal foul. And Jess is about all they have in there for a post player, and that could be a problem if she's got to come out of the game, which she will with four fouls. That's the first foul of the half on Shelton, and coming in her place is Jennifer Garcia. Koenig 5'10 and a senior, Jennifer 5'7 and a sophomore, and the Rebels to throw it in underneath their own hoop. Into the corner for Gock. Her jumper is on the way for three. That time it won't go. Offensive rebound put back up by Holcomb. Won't go. Fight for the ball. It goes out of bounds off of Shelton. And Arcadia Loup City to throw it in. Looking into the corner. Gock can't get the three this time. Didn't really want it. Quick reversal to the other side. Now to Gock. And a three-second violation going to be called to kill the play. I think Holcomb was waiting for somebody to shoot it because she was going to crash the board, and nobody ever did. So second turnover of the quarter here on the Rebels as we approach the midway point of quarter number three. Into the front court with it will be Harvey. Gives it off to Hunt. Amelia around the defender to the left baseline. Puts the jumper up, and it looks like she stepped on a foot. They'll call her for a walk. She lost her balance in there. Fourth turnover of the quarter on the Bulldogs. Again, Arcadia Loup City will hit the road on Friday to go to Wood River. Then back home against Ravenna and Ord next Friday and Saturday. Turnaround jumper on the way here for the Rebels, who's no good by Dotson. Goes all the way out to Gock and another chance. Over to Kushak. Tried to get it into Dotson. The ball is deflected away by Stopcotty, and it is going to go out of bounds off Shelton. Good play there by Jacobowski to let it go. Don't forget the boys' game will follow. 4-5 Shelton, 8-3 for Arcadia Loup City. But Shelton seems to be playing a little bit better here. They started with a skeleton crew to start the year because of all the football injuries. And Shelton's going to get a steal and a foul to go along with it here for Arcadia Loup City. It's on Hannah Jacobowski. That'll be her first and the second team foul here of the half. 38-10, Shelton trailing on the road here at Arcadia Loup City. And Amber Harvey will dribble in the center circle, wait for the team to get their offense set. Off the pick, they go baseline jumper from 12. It's up and in by Amelia Hunt. And that's what Coach Potter wants to see. Get it across the timeline, get set, run the play, score. Sometimes it looks way easier than it is. And at the other end, a travel on Arcadia Loup City. All they can look for right now is some improvement. And that's what they're hoping for as Joey Terry back in for Shelton. And Arcadia Loup City will set back on defense. Shelton has Amber Harvey in there along with Amelia Hunt, Joey Terry, and both Garcias, Jennifer and Nita. Trying to drive through the double team is Hunt. Gets to Garcia. Her shot blocked by Holcomb. And Arcadia Loup City will come out of there with a basketball. 38-12, Rebels with the ball, and they've made some changes. Bailey Griffith gets it inside to Dotson, double-teamed to Holcomb. Holcomb throws over the top into the hands of Sydney Harrington, and they'll kick it out and reset it. Right side with it is Griffith. Again, they go inside, a double-team on Dotson, force it into Holcomb. It's down low, and somehow that ball bounces right back to the Rebels. They'll try Holcomb again, turnaround jumper, won't go, on the low block right side, and the rebound grabbed by Amber Harvey. That'll be her team-high fifth. Into the front court, Harvey swings it over to the right side. Ball is turned over through the hands of Garcia that time, and Holcomb will pick up the loose basketball all the way to the baseline, stops and walked with the basketball as she was looking for her trailer to throw it to. So the teams exchange turnovers. The teams are even in turnovers here in the third quarter with five apiece, and we're down to the two-minute mark here of quarter number three. 38-12, Arcadia Loup City looking for their fifth win of the season. And with a Joey Terry for Shelton. Tanita Garcia to the cutter, Harvey. Harvey underneath, beautiful pass to Terry. Her jumper might have been just deflected in there by Kushak. And picking up the loose basketball will be Kyla Kushak. Up the floor she comes. Good defense off a really nice pass that time from Shelton. Kushak underneath, leaves it off for Holcomb. Layup off the heel, no good. Amber Harvey got the rebound. Then it's knocked out of her hands and out of bounds to Arcadia Loop City. Here's Stopcotti back in for the Bulldogs. Again, a reminder, our high school basketball on Thursday takes us to Axtell as the Wildcats welcome in Elm Creek. Donovan Trumbull plays Gibbon Friday. Kearney Catholic hosts Hastings St. Cecilia on Saturday. Couple of weeks, we've got the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament. That's at Kearney Catholic. Don't forget, you'll have that on Classic Hits. And the ball into the corner to Terry. She's tied up by Sydney Harrington. And the arrow points the way of Arcadia Loop City. So they'll get the ball back here with a minute 20 to go in quarter number three. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics throughout the season. 2-3 zone by Shelton. Loop City throws around it here. Bounce pass over on the left wing. Try to get it into Dotson. The pass a little bit behind her. Now the ball's loose, and Harvey will pick up the loose basketball. Up ahead to Stopcotti. Doesn't have numbers. And a double dribble going to be called on Stopcotti. And again, the teams exchange turnovers, and it comes back over to the Rebels of Arcadia Loop City as we approach the one-minute mark now here in the third quarter of play. Inside Dotson, and another walk. Turned and tried to just bore her way in there, and there was way too many Shelton Bulldogs. Coaches make a couple substitutions here, and Shelton will get the ball back. Harvey brings the ball into the front court here for the Bulldogs. Between the circles, looks right, now dribbles to the left, trying to set up that same play they scored on the other side, and Stopcotti gets a good-looking shot, but the 10-footer's off the front of the rim, no good. Ball punched out of bounds off the Rebels, and Shelton will get another opportunity here. 39 seconds to go in the quarter, and Jennifer Garcia to throw it in. Underneath they go. Stopcotti into the paint, and she gets tied up. Well, the play was a well-run play, but you can't send your shortest player into the land of the Giants there. Even if the play's open, you're kind of hoping that she gets lost in the shuffle. Instead, a jump ball, and it's still Shelton, so up top to Harvey, and a foul called on the Rebels. So the first 4 or 5 minutes was pretty fluid here. The last couple minutes of this third quarter has not been what either side wants to see. A ton of turnovers and a few fouls mixed in. This one goes on Callie Deathlifts, her first. And again, they'll lob it in Garcia into the corner. Here's Harvey, 18-footer. Amber up and in. 5 points now for Amber Harvey. 38-14, Arcadia Loop City. 25 seconds to go in the third quarter of play. Into the front court with it. They'll go to Griffith. Griffith starts baseline, now looking inside and kicks it back out top to Sydney Harrington. To the high post, now back over to Deathlifts. Shot on the way, no good. And another jump ball. Getting the rebound, Chelsea Spilnick. Tying her up was Harvey. The arrow points the way of the Rebels with 7 seconds to go here in the quarter. They'll inbound it in the corner to Deathlifts. Deathlifts, 5 seconds, looking for somebody to get it to. 2 seconds, 1 second, and they'll get a shot at the buzzer. Up and no good by Harrington. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. With your score, the Rebels of Arcadia Loop City, 38, and the Shelton Bulldogs, 14. We're back with fourth quarter action after this timeout.
So many advantages of shopping at Joe's Market in Loop City. You know the people who work there, and they know you. Not to mention the great service and fresh meats, including homemade Polish sausage. Isn't it just nice to know that all the food you can buy locally is fresh, and the people that help you are the same friendly faces that live on the same street? Their kids go to the same school. That's what you get at Joe's Market in Loop City. Joe's Market is proud to support the area athletes.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, as we head to the fourth quarter of play. And Shelton will get the basketball, but trailing 38-14. Not a whole lot of scoring there at the end of that third quarter of play. Jessica Urich came out and had 9 points in about the first 2.5 minutes, and that was about it for the Rebels as well. She's got 11. Alexa Gock has 19. That's 30 of their 38. Amber Harvey with 5 to lead the way for Shelton. And Shelton turns it over to start the fourth quarter. That's number 25, 18 for Arcadia Loup City. We told you, yeah, you'll look at the scoreboard, but we also told you at the beginning of the game you can look at the turnover column, and that's probably going to tell you who wins the game tonight. Both teams have had struggles there this year, and Loup City Arcadia winning that battle. Gock trying to get it down to the low block to Mashka, and the ball will be knocked away. Jessica Koning, who was on the bench for half of that third quarter with her fourth foul, is back in there with Joey Terry, Jennifer Garcia, Harvey, and Stopcotti. And Arcadia Loup City has their original five starters in there. They'll get it to Trotter, who also has four fouls. Lindsay kicks it back in the corner to Gock. She's hit four threes to the high post. Spilnick trying to get it into Mashka. The ball is deflected away, and the steal is made. So a turnover on the opening possession for each team. And here comes Amber Harvey into the front court for Shelton, trying to get her offense set up before she gets it across the timeline. Off the pick, Joey Terry. She's there for the long-range jumper. It's up, and it is good. An 18-footer for Joey Terry. That'll be her first points of the basketball game, and it's 38-16. There's Gock back up top to Trotter. Trotter looks to the right side. Nothing there for Urich, so she comes back to Gock. Now they go to Urich. Mashka comes over the low post. Back up Trotter. Trotter the right elbow. Takes the 13-footer. Comes up short. Ball's going to go out of bounds to Shelton. And back over to the Bulldogs come. Again, don't forget, at the end of the basketball game, we will have the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats for you. As Shelton gets it to stop, Cotty has the ball knocked out of her hands by Gock. And a double dribble for the Rebels as they head up the floor. So we came out with some promise there in the third quarter. But as we mentioned, not a lot happened at the end of this third quarter, and the first 90 seconds here of the fourth quarter haven't produced anything. 38-16 your score, except a bucket by Joey Terry off the inbound. To Terry again. Oh, just shoved to the ground to stop Connie, but she comes up, grabs the ball, shoots no good. Garcia rebound, back up and in, and Jennifer is fouled. Chance for a three-point play here for Jennifer Garcia. And we really hadn't seen a whole lot of physicality in the ball game, but right there, Chelsea Spilnick just shoved Stopcotti to get through that screen. Free throw Garcia is no good. And the rebound brought down by Mashka, who committed the foul. That'll be her third. And here come the Rebels into the front court. Trotter, top of the key over to Gock, back to Lindsay. Spreading it against this 2-3 zone of Shelton. To the baseline, driving is Urich, throws all the way to the corner to Gock, tries another three, that one won't go. Offensive rebound brought down by Spilinick. Her putback is blocked by Amber Harvey, and Shelton will come out of there with a basketball. Harvey into the front court here, guarded by Gock, now leaves her alone to Terry, tries to get it to Koning, who wasn't watching, and it'll be turned over. Fast break the other way, and the shot is blocked again by Amber Harvey as Jessica Urich tried to take that left-handed layup in. And the ball comes out of bounds to Arcadia Loup City. Good hustle both ends there. And Amelia Hunt and Nita Garcia back in for the Bulldogs. 5:35 to go here in our ball game. 38-18 Rebels. Gock off the inbounds. Another three and another three. That's good. 22 points, five threes for Alexa Gock. Haven't seen this kind of an offensive display since Jess Trotter used to play here. Knocking him down from the outside. 41-18. Over on the left wing, they'll get the basketball. Anita Garcia. Garcia has it knocked away and trying to get the steal, but getting tripped up is going to be Chelsea Spilnick. Good hustle there by Spilnick, but had two players kind of hanging on her, and the ball will come back over to Shelton. So 22 points for Gock tonight. That's something that the rest of the conference and opponents have to watch. If she gets the ball, she can knock him down from the outside. And Arcadia Loup City about ready to break their best offensive total of the year as Shelton turns it over Arcadia Loup City had 42 in an overtime win against Gibbon. They had 41 on opening night in a win against Anselmo Myrna. For most of the season, they score in the 30s, win, lose, or draw. And they're trying to get their fifth win, which they will tonight. High post, they'll get it into Holcomb. Sydney trying to get a shot away, hand on her face. And finally, they're going to call her for shuffling the feet. Multiple substitutions again here, and we'll set the five on the floor for Arcadia Loup City. They bring in Sydney Harrington along with Hannah Jacobowski. Here's Kyla Kushak on the floor. Staying in there is Sheridan Holcomb. And also on the floor, it looks like, is Maddie Dodson. Shelton Ball in the corner. Jumper on the way off the screen by Hunt. No good. Rebound put back up by Harvey. Won't go. And grabbing the loose basketball will be Kyla Kushak. Into the front court quickly they go. Trying to drive the baseline is Jacobowski. And she is trapped. Gets rid of it. Kushak trying to just get that ball out to the clear and reset the offense. Dodson bounce pass down low. Kick it back out. Everybody's jammed inside the lane. And finally a tie-up. Any arrow points the way of Arcadia Loup City. With 4:14 to go in our girls' game, 41-18. Arcadia Loup City to throw it in. Another three, but this time it is on the way by Harrington. Just a little short. Rebound. Tip back out to Sydney. And another opportunity here for Arcadia Loup City. And a reach-in foul going to be called on Jennifer Garcia. That'll be her first. It's only the third team foul. We're nowhere near a 1-1 for either team. With 4:07 to go here in the contest. Arcadia Loup City to throw it in. They'll dump it out of the left wing to Harrington. Clear it out for Jacobowski. Trying to find Kushak in that right-hand corner, but she was a little late getting through the traffic to get over there. So Arcadia Loup City will set it up against this 2-1-2 zone. Pass knocked away, deflected away, Amelia Hunt. Hunt trying to go up one-on-two, stops, kicks it out to Koning. Jess from 16, and she is fouled. She'll get two free throws for the senior Jessica Koning. She's 0 of 1 at the line, couple of points, couple of rebounds, gotten some foul trouble tonight. And the foul is on Kyla Kushak, her third. And let's see if Koning can knock down a free throw or two. The first one is on the way, and it is good. 41-19. Again, we want to thank our fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you sports action. The boys' game is next. Second free throw, Koning, setting on the rim, won't go. So she got one of two, and Sheridan Holcomb grabs her sixth rebound here of the ball game. 41-19, Rebels with the lead. Little man-to-man right now, chasing for Shelton. Up top they'll go to Sydney Harrington, causing the Rebels to reset what they want to do. They've been facing zone all night, and the shot blocked and taken away by Jennifer Garcia. And Shelton will get it to Harvey, wait for the traffic to go by, and Amber, the senior, will bring it across the timeline here. Sees that it's still man-to-man by the Rebels. Picks her dribble up, tries to get it to Koning. Deflected away by Holcomb. And finally picked up by Hannah Jacobowski. Jacobowski into the front court, doesn't have the numbers. Kicks it back out to the trailer, Harrington. 3 minutes to go. Harrington dribbles to the right, lets everybody get set up here. Bounce pass right side, Kushak. Give and go inside, ball deflected out of bounds. Harvey slapped it, and then it bounced off the Rebels and out of bounds. And here comes Bailey Griffith and Callie Detloff's in for the Rebels with 2:49 remaining. 41-19, Arcadia Loup City with the lead. They were up 24-6 at half and have just kind of slowly extended the lead all night long. Here's Hunt to the left-hand corner, rolls it back out to Harvey. Amber guarded out there by Detloff's. Leaves it off for Garcia, Jennifer. Looking for the back cutter, Nita. She's got it. She scores. Garcia to Garcia. And Nita with her second bucket of the ball game off the assist from Jennifer, 41-21. Shelton cutting that lead to 20. They've been down by as many as 27 as they lob it inside. Ball again knocked out of bounds, and that will allow Tristan Stopcotty to come back into ball game here for Shelton. Again, the boys' game coming up next. We should have that tipped off a little bit before 8 o'clock, as the Rebels will throw it in here. Get it into the corner. Callie Detloff picks her dribble up, throws it to the free throw line to Harrington, and she'll hand it off to Griffith. And Griffith dribbles it off her foot and ends up going over and back. Turnover number 23 for the Rebels. As they took a little bit better care of the ball there again in the second, early in the third. Since then, though, not near as many points, and their only points of the fourth quarter was a Gock three. With it is Harvey. She gets it to the right elbow to Garcia to stop Cotty. Stop Cotty starts to drive and goes out to Hunt. Her three-pointer is going to be blocked by Sydney Harrington. And then fighting for the loose ball, we've got a foul called. And it looks like it's going to go against the Bulldogs, and that's the fifth personal foul on Jessica Koning. She will foul out of the basketball game with 3 points and two rebounds and 1:42 to go in our contest. That is the fourth foul overall this half. And so Shelton now will sub in. And right back in will be Nita Garcia. Again, Nabisco Sports postgame show coming up. But first, we've got a timeout called here on the floor. Brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney, 41-21 Arcadia Loop City, 1:42 remaining. We'll be right back.
Laser Tech has been putting the surf back in service for over 17 years. Laser Tech can help you with all your printer needs. New and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. Laser Tech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With Laser Tech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how Laser Tech is helping businesses, doing what can be done every day.
Quick timeout there by the Rebels with 1:42 remaining in our girls basketball game, 41-21. And here comes Arcadia Loop City into the front court, dribbling to the right side. Callie Deathloves puts the runner up from 10 and scores. First bucket of the ball game for Callie, and it's 43-21. Rebels with the lead. And that's the highest point total for Arcadia Loop City so far this year. 43 total points tonight in the victory. Over on the right corner is Amelia Hunt. Starts to drive into the paint to stop Cotty. Draws the double team back to Hunt. Takes the jumper from 14. It's no good. Bailey Griffith gets the ball for the Rebels. Into the front court with it will be Callie Deathloves. Dribbles around the defender. Tries to put it off the glass. A little short. No good. Rebound brought down by Nita Garcia with 1 minute to go. In our game, 43-21, Arcadia Loop City. Shelton dribbling the ball between the circles here with Amber Harvey. She's got 5-4 for Hunt, 3 for Koning. Harvey looks for more, 16-footer, no good. Another rebound for Deathloves. Deathloves trying to win the race to the other end. She takes it all the way in, and she has her shot blocked, and a foul will be called. You had Harvey and Jennifer Garcia both right there, and two free throws coming up for Callie Deathloves, who scored the last bucket here for the Rebels. The foul is on Amber Harvey, her third, with 40 seconds remaining. The free throw is on the way, and it's in and out. No good. Doug Duda with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. If you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help. 4210 2nd Avenue. And the second free throw, Deathloves bouncing around, and it won't go either. Rebound brought down by Jennifer Garcia. Into the front court, Tristan Stopcotti. Stopcotti's pass is going to be picked off by Callie Deathloves at the top of the key. She goes in for the layup, but it won't go. Stopcotti will grab the rebound here for Shelton, and a foul will be called on the Rebels, trying to get the basketball back. It's on Deathloves, her second, team sixth. And should be the last possession of the game here for Shelton. Into the front court, Joey Terry gets it to Stopcotti. Stopcotti going to take the long-range jumper, no good. Rebound brought down by Bailey Griffith. 10 seconds to go to Sydney Harrington. Harrington over to Griffith. Might get one more shot here. The 19-footer on the way, and it is good for Bailey Griffith. They'll credit her with a three-pointer, and that'll be the end of the basketball game. The final score, Arcadia Loop City 46 and Shelton 21. Coming up, the Nabisco Sports postgame show with all the final stats and then on to the boys' games. So stay with us here on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Shelton, Loop City.
Go forth, save, and prosper. Citizens Bank recognizes the importance of saving.
No matter what your goal is, Citizens Bank in Loup City has a savings option that is right for you. Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City is a proud supporter of the area high school athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust offers everything you need in banking to keep your life, farm, and business running financially sound. They appreciate your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City, member FDIC.
Stop in and see John or Ed at Erickson Ford in Loup City today for a reduced interest rate as low as 0% for 60 months. Rebates of up to $8,500 on select models. Now's the time to buy new at Erickson Ford. 0% interest and up to $8,500. You heard correct, $8,500 rebates being offered on select models. You need to get to Erickson Ford in Loup City now. Knowledgeable, no-pressure sales team, saving you money. Erickson Ford, finding the vehicle you want with outstanding service after the sale since 1972 in Loup City.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravana. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
And welcome back to Arcadia Loup City for tonight's MISCO Sports postgame show. MISCO Sports keeping you geared up for the games for years and will continue to do so from their storefront location at Ord. See them before the games begin, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play at MISCO Sports. Here's our final numbers for the Shelton Lady Bulldogs. Joey Terry ended up with 2 points. Tristan Stopcotty had 2 rebounds. Nita Garcia, 4 points, 4 rebounds. Amber Harvey, 5 points, 7 rebounds, 3 block shots. Jennifer Garcia, 3 points, 3 rebounds, and a block. Amelia Hunt, 4 points, 4 rebounds. And Jessica Koning, 3 points, 2 rebounds. 15 rebounds in the first half, 7 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 7 in the first half, 1 of 3 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 0 of 2 in the first half. Did not attempt 1 in the second half. Turnovers for Shelton, 17 in the first half and 13 in the second half. 6 points at halftime, 15 in the second half. Shelton with 21 points, 22 rebounds, 3 out of 10 from the free throw line, 0 of 2 from three-point land, 4 blocks, 30 turnovers. Shelton 0 and 11. And up next for Shelton, they will have to take on state-rated Ravenna in Shelton on Thursday. And then 1 week from tonight, they are at Amherst before returning home to take on Wood River, Overton, and Blue Hill before the conference tournament. We'll be back and take a look at the final numbers for Arcadia Loup City after this on the MISCO Sports Postgame Show.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
Thanks for listening to this Bulldog Sports broadcast. Proudly brought to you in part by the staff and management of Gangwish Seed Farms in Shelton. Gangwish Seed Farms knows all these students and coaches work hard and play harder for their teams. That's why Gangwish Seed is very happy to support all of our athletes in all they do. Good luck today, and remember, winning means trying. Go Bulldogs! From everyone at Gangwish Seed Farms in Shelton.
Where else can you get so much great food for such an affordable price? Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon. For years, they've prided themselves in being more bang for the buck and making homemade food fresh right there, like their famous prime rib dinners or their huge jumbo hand-breaded shrimp. What about the freshest salad and fruit bars around? Make the drive to sunny downtown Gibbon and be a part of great family, food, and tradition.
Back on the MISCO Sports Postgame Show here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. If you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford in Kearney help. No games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees to fill out. All that paperwork. Just great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, located at 4210 2nd Avenue, Kearney, or search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. Arcadia Loup City was led tonight by Alexa Gock, with a game-high 22 points. She hit 5 3-pointers. She had 1 rebound, 1 block. Hannah Jacobowski, 1.2 rebounds. Jessica Yurick, also in double figures with 11 points. She had a heck of a 2- or 3-minute run there in the third quarter where she scored 9 of those points. She had 4 rebounds. Sydney Harrington, 3 rebounds and a block. Chelsea Spilnick, 3 points, 4 rebounds. Bailey Griffith, 5 points, 3 rebounds. Callie Deathlifts, 2 points and a rebound. Kyla Kushak, 3 rebounds. Lindsay Trotter, 2 points and a rebound. Maddie Dodson, a rebound. Sheridan Holcomb, 6 rebounds and a block. And Mackenzie Mashka had 3 rebounds. 17 rebounds in the first half, 15 to the second half. Free throw shooting, 3 of 10 of the first half, 1 of 3 of the second half. 3-point shooting for the Rebels tonight was outstanding, 3 of 5 in the first half and 3 of 7 in the second half. Turnovers, 11 in the first half and 12 in the second half. 24 points at halftime, 22 in the second half. Arcadia Loop City has a season-high 46 points, 32 rebounds, 4 of 13 from the free throw line, 6 of 12 from three-point land, 3 blocks, 23 turnovers. Arcadia Loop City improves to 5-7 with a 46-21 win over Shelton, and they will play at Wood River coming up on Friday. 1 week from tonight, they're back home against, or excuse me, 1 week from Friday, they're home against Ravenna, and then Ord on the 25th. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports taking care of our area schools and athletes for decades and will continue to do so from their storefront location in Ord, traveling the state to make sure the athletes and schools have the best equipment possible. Again, our final score, 46-21, Arcadia Loop City. We'll take about a 15-minute break and be back with our boys' game. So keep it here on Classic Hits 98.9.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.